KSL News Radio, celebrating 40 years of the Doug Wright Show.
He's got the control of that show. He's calm.
Everything having to do with KSL and Doug Wright are synonymous.
Doug, a neighbor, a friend, an all-around great guy. I love you, man. You're the best.
I still have his phone number, and he will always be on speed dial.
This is where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
The Great Show here at KSL News Radio. My friend Jeff Whipple just came through the door and left something. Jeff, I just have to thank you. Our friends at Megaplex, we have so valued their great relationship on the movie show. So kind of you to think of me today. And it's addressed to Utah's Mr. Sports crossed out movies, exclamation point. Thank you.
We are thrilled, and congratulations. And really, all this talk of retirement, I don't know what they're talking about, because the movie show continues. So what else is there as far as Megaplex is concerned?
And it's expanded. That's
even better.
Which is even really more frightening.
So your team uniform is in there, your apron. We've got you reporting to duty on Thursday. We're looking forward to it. We know Dee will appreciate the fact that once the bathroom in Eureka is taken care of, we've got responsibilities for you here at Megaplex. A lot of great movies in the pipeline. And
oh, this looks great.
We so treasure our relationship with you and with KSL.
Thank you. And you guys killed it on Solo over the weekend.
We had some fun. Five of the top 25 in the U.S. were at Megaplex locations here in Utah, including number two right behind Disney. So
that
we appreciate our Star Wars fans showing up, and clearly that's another tribute to what you and your influence has here in Utah moviedom.
Jeff, thank you. I value your friendship and our great relationship with the Megaplex theaters. Jeff Whipple with us here at KSL. We have a couple of other folks here in the studio as well. I recognize this guy.
Hey.
Come on around here. Lee Lonsbury, who used to have the high honor of being the producer of The Doug Wright Show, and now he is just merely, you know, working in the United States Congress. And,
that's all.
You know, back rubbing shoulders with the movers and shakers in the world and
well,
everything.
I am the mover and the shaker.
That's right. He is the mover and shaker. Lee, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, no, this is incredible, Doug. What a wonderful thing. This is a celebration. I know that some of the tones have been somber today and reflective, but I'm excited. I'm excited for you, and I'm excited to look back on all the things that not only what you have done, but what I had the great privilege of doing with you for the few short years that you and I worked together.
You know, one of my fondest memories of producing, having you produce the show and working with us, us working together, was you put together, and you were the driving force behind this, and this was a real interesting and tough time in my life. You put together a Christmas show that we did live at the Leonardo.
Sure.
I will never forget that. And when you suggested it, I said, you know, I've always, if I have any envy at all of the past, I envy those guys. And I knew some of them who had a foot in both of the radio worlds back when radio was the only thing. Everything was live, radio drama, radio entertainment, game shows, everything else on the radio. And I mentioned to you, if there's anything that I have very few regrets, but there were sometimes I felt a little envious of those guys.
It worked out. Product was incredible. I call it a product, right? That show
was
that
product,
we did,
yeah.
was absolutely stunning. If you remember, there was cowboy poetry. The governor got up. He shared a number of his memories about Christmas, some of the feelings behind it, some of the traditions of his family.
We invited Richard Paul Evans, and I remember Rick, who has been a friend of mine for a long time. Rick, after that show, said, I had no idea this was going to be such a big deal. The governor? Are you kidding me? Why didn't you tell me the governor was going to be here? And we asked Rick, who, of course, is kind of the king of Christmas stories and now movies, and he was there. We had Santa Claus there, who put the governor on his lap, by the way. We both got really nervous about that.
That was when Santa shows up.
But that was a great, great show.
I have something for you. Did I interrupt you?
No, not at all.
So my short little career was you and I did a number of years of great work together, and then I was a reporter here for a short time, and then Congressman Rob Bishop, who represents Utah's 1st District, he gave a call and said, hey, you want to come out and do a little bit of Congress work? And so for the past number of years, I've been working as Director of Communications out there. And anyway, one of the things that I learned, one of the things that a member of Congress is able to do, a House member, is deliver speeches, you know, to talk about whatever it is that they want. And last week, my boss and Congressman Rob Bishop, he had some words for you on the House floor.
Mr. Speaker, June 1st will mark the end of an era in Utah broadcasting. For the past 40 years, Utahns have heard Doug Wright inform, uplift, and bloviate. That's his word, not mine. On Fridays, he reviewed movies, crowned losers, and gave prizes worth up to dollars. For the callers, it was telephone torture, but for the listeners, it's been a friendship through the airwaves. The Doug Wright Show is where Utah comes to talk, and in Utah, it's not news until you hear it on Doug's show. Doug got exclusives, and he did it through hard work, fairness, and being worthy of the trust Utahns placed in him. Doug wasn't always cooped up in the studio. From the back of a Harley and with a microphone in his hand, he raised the money to bring street lamps to his adopted home of Eureka. His motorcycle rally, the ride to light up Eureka, set records and continues to grow each year. Doug has earned awards and accolades and has been the top of the ratings, but he'll tell you the best thing to come from the newsroom was his wife, Dee. With her, he grew a family and shared with his audience all the joys and trials that come with a family. As Doug advised us at the close of each day's program, tonight when you go home, make sure you hug the people you love. Speaker, I yield back.
That just absolutely blew me away. And we were on remote, and Dee said, "Have you seen this?" And I pressed the button on it. We were in a break. I was just blown away, Lee. That was amazing. And knowing who works with Rob Bishop, I'm the collaboration, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I was deeply, deeply touched by that.
Well, I'm glad.
Thank you.
You deserve all those words. They're all 100% true. And they all now will forever exist in the congressional record.
Wow.
There is reference to the movie show the congressional record. Eureka, Utah. Your word bloviate. Yeah. The ride to light up Eureka. That's all in the congressional record. And they do a printing from the congressional printing office where you can get prints, excerpts of the congressional record. So there, what I'm handing you here is that's a copy of the congressional record.
Wow. Look at that.
Anyway, you deserve that, and it is but a small token of the gratitude felt by my boss, myself, and I'm sure all of Utah for what you've given and what you've done.
Lee, I'm deeply touched by this, and I've always appreciated our First District Congressman. I have appreciated you in many different capacities. Thank you for being my great producer for so long and putting up with me and being such an important part of the show and an important part of my life.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. I love you.
Lee, thank you so much. And I'm going to ask this woman to also join us. This is another one. I have been so fortunate to have so many wonderful, gifted producers who have not only been wonderful at producing, but have taken me in tow and been able to tolerate me and work with me and make me such a better person. And
you
Kelsey Witt, if I need a Diet Coke, and
that was my talent.
I think we need to go the other direction. There we go.
There we go.
Kelsey.
This is my first time.
You know, my producer shouldn't let that happen.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here, Lee.
He already made me look bad. He's got a congressional record.
Why is it? Why?
Wait, what'd you bring?
She just has a record. So, ba-dum-bum, thank you. I'll be here all week. Why is it that everybody either leaves me? Do you know how many producers have left me to follow their husbands somewhere because of a career change? And then you two have left me for the wide, wonderful, glamorous world of politics. You left me for Congressman Bishop.
You made it an addiction, Doug.
You left me to contribute and participate in a nationwide presidential campaign with Evan McMullen.
Yep, I was crazy enough to do it.
Uh-huh. It's so good to see you, Kelsey.
You too. I always tell people working for Doug is like getting a master's degree in something. For me, it was politics, community relations, politics.
In all seriousness, where a number of us, your producers, have gone, in almost every case, the next step was
something he taught.
Entirely due to the qualifications we gained while working for you. You qualified us for the work that we do today.
And particularly your relationships in the community.
Well, I'll tell you, both of you added greatly to the show and have enriched my life and the life of lives in my family. And I'm eternally grateful. And, my show has always been, quote unquote, a solo act. I haven't had a co-host and so on. But I've said from the very, very beginning that the co-host on my show is always my producer. And it's irreplaceable. I mean, so incredible, the people that I've had, including you two, that I will forever be grateful for. And this has not been a one-man show. It's a Doug Wright Show and company. And, boy, the producers, you two, I'm just honored to have had you on the program with me. And you always did your best to make me look good, and some days that was tough. And so I really appreciate it.
And you did a lot of work to make us look good as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the honor's ours, Doug. I know it's cheesy, but it's true.
Yeah. And Kelsey has just become a new mother quite recently.
Congratulations.
And
that is
very cool.
Got a chunky little one.
All right. To both of you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
You have no idea how much you guys mean to me. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back with more of today's Doug Wright Show here at KSL News Radio.